In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because they offend you, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, to sin no more, and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Amen. Blessed Virgin Mary, the one who unties the knots in marriage, in people, and of nations, I offer you this novena requesting the following intentions. Day 9. Acts chapter 1, verse 14, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. All of these together gave themselves to constant prayer. With them there were some women, and also Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. And when the day of Pentecost arrived, all were filled with the Holy Spirit. Our Father sends the Holy Spirit on the Feast of Pentecost that will feed us in our faith. This is the same faith that, with Mary's maternal help, will remove the bonds that keep us prisoners. With the light of the Holy Spirit, we see in meridian clarity which of our anguishes had our spirit trapped. The guidance of Saint Raphael the Archangel has always been certain. Saint Gabriel the Archangel will announce our freedom, and Saint Michael the Archangel will protect us from any attack. The evil one, the serpent, overpowered by the presence of Mary, lies at her feet, made into a useless knot, unable to touch us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Holy Mary, full of the presence of God, during your life you accepted with great humility the holy will of the Father and the legacy of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and evil never dared to entangle you with its confusion. Since then, you have interceded for all of our difficulties, as you did at the wedding feast of Cana. With all simplicity and with patience, you have given us an example of how to untangle the knots in our complicated lives. By being our mother forever, you arrange and make clear the path that unites us to our Lord. Holy Mary, Mother of God and ours, with your maternal heart, untie the knots that upset our lives. We ask you to receive into your hands this request we place before you, and deliver us from the chains and confusions that restrain us. Blessed Virgin Mary, through your grace, your intercession, and by your example, deliver us from evil and untie the knots that keep us from being united to God, so that free of all confusion and error, we may find him in all things, keep him in our hearts, and serve him always in our brothers and sisters. Mother of good counsel, pray for us. Amen.